the real reason Stu is here tonight, other than, of course, missing me far too much, is there is a very, very special charity event heading over at Cottenham this Saturday, Stu, that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very emotional one for me and for all involved, but it's called the Nobby Knowles Memorial Trophy. Cottenham United Reserves are playing Oakington Vikings. It's Division 3A. It is a league game, but it's the first time we will play each other, the village football team, since the loss of Peter Knowles, known as Nobby. Took his own life in January 2016 at the age of 33. He's dearly loved and dearly missed by all who knew him. It was incredibly tragic at the time. And as I was talking about at the start of the show, we're trying to re-engage with the community as a football club. So the part of that is past, present and future. So looking to the future with the Colts, but also recognising our past, and part of that, a lot of us knew Nobby. He played for our club, he played for Oakington Vikings on Sundays, and as I say, it just seemed like a perfect opportunity. So the match is being played in his name, and of course, as you know, with Squeeze and everything, I'm a passionate pro mental health, positive mental health, anti-suicide. It's a big deal to me. So I just kind of said, you know, ask the family. So we're doing it for Papyrus, which is an anti-suicide charity. Unfortunately, the suicide rates rose again in 2018. It's about 13 men every day and 5 women will take their lives. There's a lot of lip service being paid to it in media and saying we need to change, but the facts are suicide rates are rising. So in the midst of this climate of things that are improving, we're coming together to remember Nobby just ahead of the 4th anniversary of his death. We're doing food, we're doing hot food, we're having alcohol on sale, there's a raffle as well. All proceeds will be going to Papyrus. We've managed to cover costs from some incredible sponsors who've helped us out. So all money will be going to Papyrus, suicide prevention charity. Be minutes of applause before both games. There'll be a trophy presentation. Peter's family will be down at the games. And as I say, really, it's a celebration of Peter's life, Nobby's life, but a reminder as well that, you know, it's still going on. It's still a problem. It's still incredibly prevalent. Only last night, a young man in Northern Ireland, a footballer in Northern Ireland, took his own life. It's an issue that keeps coming up. It's an issue I'm incredibly passionate about, and it's an issue that a generation of young men in the village, means a lot to them. There was a young man the year before Nobby as well, and it's just something that strikes a chord. And as a football club, we're able to do what we do best, and remember Nobby. His family, as I say, have been incredible. Yeah. People like Michelle Cato, in the village, one of our players' parents, is doing the food. She's been an incredible help. The committee have bought into it. The opponents, Barley Moe, who play in the first team, allowed us to change the kick-off. As I say, we've had loads of sponsors. The village hall is going to be open as well, due for closure. They've kept it open. It's been an incredible event this far, to get it this far with so much help. But as I say, the main message is celebrate Nobby's life, our friend, but also raise money, because I will keep shouting this from the rooftops about suicide. We need to keep talking about it. We need to keep raising money. We need to keep it in the conversation. You know, and those of us who do can only do so much. It takes to put ourselves out there, and I have conversations in private with a lot of people who talk to me about it, and we need to get to a place where those people can talk about it openly. But we also must never forget those people who are not here, the families, as well as Nobby's family, have suffered a great deal of loss, as you can imagine. It's Saturday, the first game's at 12 o'clock, that's the first team. The memorial game is at 2 o'clock, that's Cottenham United Reserves against Oakington Vikings. Food and alcohol and everything will be on sale from half 11.
And I imagine, you know, football clubs do so much for communities anyway, Stu. And then when you bring in a link with a charity event like this, it's probably just the perfect way to do it, isn't it? Because it's going to not only raise the awareness of what great clubs like Cotton do in the community, but how prevalent this still is in society. It's really going to raise that issue in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's kind of something that, as I say, the generation of men kind of acknowledge, but it's not talked about a great deal in Cottenham. There's been, as I say, there was a couple in quick succession, but there's kind of a stoicism and a stiff upper lip, especially in small communities. They tend to, stick together and maybe kind of close ranks, as it were, whether there's issues about mental health or whatever. So to be putting ourselves out there so publicly, but also to be acknowledging the issue of mental health and of suicide, it's a pretty big deal, and we weren't sure, but it's something we decided to do, and I've been backed completely by the rest of the committee. And as you say, it's just conversations, but quite rightly, conversations from places that you don't always see people having those conversations. And there is this thing about changing room stigma. And
I was going to say, especially the stigma in football in the changing room.
I completely understand it. As I say, with Squeeze, I'm in the environment of footballers a lot of the time, and it's prey on the weakest and take the mickey and have a laugh, and a lot of it is still having a great time. But I've noticed being involved with the first team this year that a lot of the younger guys, it's a different generation of footballer. It's a different generation of person, and that's a good thing. We're raising good men and good people and good footballers, but actually, it mentally, it might not be what it was a couple of decades ago, and the awareness needs to be that we might need to change ourselves and how we act around each other, which is a positive thing, and being aware of our feelings and not being seen as a weakness and not being seen as the weakest. And there may be a few more quiet people in dressing rooms now. There may not be the typical up-in-your-face captain. There may be, quieter players. There may be more thoughtful players. Communication may change. The way you can manage players may change. But it all ties into being there for each other as a team.
And that's why it seems like a football event, like tying it with a football event, is the perfect
Absolutely.
Way to do it. So just quickly, in about 20 seconds, remind us of the details for Saturday.
Nobby Knowles Memorial Trophy, Cottenham United against Oakland Vikings at 2 o'clock. The first game is at 12 o'clock and everything's on sale. Food, drinks, soft drinks, alcoholic drinks, raffle tickets from 11:30. All at Cottenham Rec, and the Village Hall is open, so you'll be able to go inside and keep warm as well.
Stu, as ever, thank you very much.
Super,
and I really wish,
pleasure,
really
you
wish
very, very much.
The event is a real success and loads of people turn out.
Thank
Up
you.
Next is Tim Willett with a new music generator, and that's it for us here on the Cambridgeshire Football Show Midweek. I'll be back on Saturday to preview all of your weekend's biggest local football fixtures from 12 p.m. See you then.